Monday Shir Lamed Tes.
Maharal asks the famous kasha, how it happened that Klal Yisrael had Meraglim, and the Meraglim was Anshei Shem. They said, "Ki chozaku mimenu," they were scared to come to Eretz Yisrael. Anoshim, anokim roinu shom, orim ptsuris bashomayim. And we see in the Haftorah, Rochav Azoino, Rochav Azoino, she says, "Ki shomanu ki hoivish Hashem esmea yoir mipneichem." We heard, Ki hoivish Hashem es bnei hayoir mipneichem. Nomasu, everyone is scared. She was moiser nefesh to hide them. She knew if they will find her, they will kill her right away. Oh, but we heard about Kriyas Yamsuf. We don't have a tzad that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not win us. So the Zoino, Rochav HaZoino, is scared. She's masking to Moser Nefesh to save them, the two Meraglim that came, because she knows it's toch bei Reulam. It's toch bei Reulam. The Meraglim, not they heard about Kriyas Yamsuf. They passed Kriyas Yamsuf. And they themselves say, no, maybe Ki Chozuk Umimenu, yeah, Kriyas Yamsuf, yeah, or maybe Yitzias Mitzrayim, yeah, or maybe Eretz Yisrael Nish. Ayala Aladas, a goite that hears Kriyas Yamsuf says, 40 years later, she says, we're sitting here with Sitter with Azap Achad, we know Beir Olam is coming, we win Azap Achad. And the Klal Yisrael that passes Kriyas Yamsuf. And that's Tam Kleine mention. Grace, grace, mention. And the sea is Shvatim Beisrael. The Maharal says a big Yisrael. The Maharal says, the biggest person in the world, when he's in a matzav of yerida, he's more dangerous from the smaller person that is in a matzav of aliyah. He brings the mashal from Olam HaMaisa. He says, you have a rich person, has hundreds of millions of dollars, and he's losing, he starts to lose here, he loses here, no one wants to make business with him. You have a young guy that everything what he touches, he's matzliach. He only owns 10 or 20 million dollars, but everyone runs to do business with him. He's the next person. He has hundreds of millions yet. Azeidos. When a person is in a matzav of yerida, could be the worstest thing. Klal Yisrael wa egel, misoinenim. So b'meile, they come to see giants in Eretz Yisrael, they start to be pachat. Rochav was in a matzav of aliyah. She married Yeshua in the end. When a person is in a matzav of aliyah, fakat. B'me dvorim amurim. Rabbi Nieina says, Nimnu chavei rov ledvar mitzvah veloi nimna imoem hareyu bichlal apikoyres. The people decide to do something good. They want to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam better. And one guy decides, Chdafnish. Are you bichlal apikoyres? Why apikoyres? Zok Rabbi Nieina, why people are mechazik? They want better. They want better. Person says, I don't need it. I'm anyway good. He's apikoyres. If he loves the Ribbono Shel Olam, if he cares about the Ribbono Shel Olam, he wants to be a part of that. If he says, what I'm doing is good. You know, maybe I'm shvach, I need to rest, I need this, I need that. Yeah, what I'm doing, I'm okay. He doesn't care that the klal will become special. He shows that he's lacking avas Hashem. Hareyu bichlal apikoyres. In every zach, the marshal, the Stalner Rebbe told me yesterday, and I asked him, the Bochum have to come, we're going away for Shabbos. He said, not only, if they don't come, they're apikoyres. I tell my bochum to come to me, but when they're part of a shiur and some guys will not come for Shabbos, doesn't have any yaina. I asked him. I said, you know, it's actually choshev to go to the rabbi. He said, chas v'shalom. If the shiur does something and someone is not a part of it, it's not worth. Even the rabbi don't come. It was a balabas that came over in the chasen and he said, "Fakert, he wants to mechazik the oilam." I said, "The oilam don't need chizik. The oilam are in shtark anyways." I said, "I know what I'm telling you." I'm saying, "Is kofar lehem har kegigis shas har Sinai." I a kodesh baruch hu promised in bechukos teleichu all the brachas. Avad. So in kabbalas ha'teira is kofar lehem har kegigis and is a schar. As both things go together, both things go together. So, Baruch Hashem, yo, I can never the person. I didn't want to go involved mamish in the details, but Zog Nochamol, his talke Yenim is very nice of Yenim. He said it's the nicest present he could give me. He said, "So mechazik the oilam," and you already he left the money already. Okay, they told me what is left over you could use to yourself. But so for Kelsey, it's like Nochamol. I also have a mesilu snap for sure that I'm asking, you know, like Moses says, Kishbuch not on Teirel of Moshe, not Nog Botoy Vain, and so on Israel. And I was like Nochamol. I want the Olam to have it, but I'm mourning it. It's not the Pshat as a matone. If someone is not a part of it, he's a Balavle. Leave now. Leave Shir now if you can't be a part of this. It's better a smaller shiur. We have over 100 guys that already signed today. Over 100 guys. Someone not here pushes to sign it, yeah? Sign it, they will hear about it. They're bad that I'm not here. A person has to know, when nimnu chaveirov ledvar mitzvah v'loy nimnu imoyem, hareyu bichlal apikoyres. Okay? Come say, who needs it? Why? What? This is the kal. That's not molek. A molek tries to make it cold. Fakir, give out. These people will grow. So it's not nochamol. It's a chiyuv to be a part of it. God, it's worth it. Fakir, we'll go away to Shabbos. Fakir, the Shabbos will be in that sort of aliyah, in that sort of aliyah, in that sort of atmosphere. With Moshe v'Hoyrech, it'll be as a kilo we're going away in Elul, Mishkin we're going away in Tammuz. Fakir, bless Hashem. Lamei Tzachon de Gemara. Zog the Gemara. B'may askina ilem v'she'ein medaber imo al iske gito v'kidusheo mino yoda. So we have a machlekes rishonim. The Rashbo brings down beloshon Rashi. We don't have it in Rashi shelefaneinu. The Rashbo brings down b'shem Rashi that the Gemara's kasha mino yoda is going on all of the lashonis. On all of the lashonis. And all of the Lashonis. I don't know if he means also the Loshon Arayat Mekudeshes, it's very schwer. Aber chutz maybe from the Loshon Arayat Mekudeshes. And all of the Lashonis, the Gemara means, Mino Yoda. How the Isha knows that he wants to be Mekadesher. How we know that the husband wants to be Mekadesher? Because man, she doesn't know, she's not Mekudeshes. And the Rashba brings down a Balayitu. Rashi brings down a balayitu, and as they state in the Rashi Bayos, that the Gemara's kashim in Oyoda is not on all of the Lashonis, it's only on the Lashonis HaMesupokim. Only on the Lashonis HaMesupokim. So, frag the Gemara b'may askina. Zog Rashi. בענך לישת דקום מבויר לא נהיה וקידושין אלא היחידומי איבא שאין מדבר אימא קודם לכן על איסי קידושין לישת דקירושין שלו מדבר אימא מינו יודה כלא אמר אפילו הווי ענך לישת לקידושין היכי מקדשה הולו יודה מייקו אומר לו שתסרץ אלי הסקדש So again, in our Rashi state that Lashonis HaMesupokim, the Gershin we'll see later, and the Rashi brings down, B'Shem Rashi, that it's even on Lashonis HaBrurim, Frek de Gemore, Mino Yoda. Even in the Lashon HaSabrurim, frag the Gemara, Mino Yoda. I don't know if it's a Lomda Shemachleikis or not. I think we will learn that it's not a Lomda Shemachleikis. It's a Balabat Shemachleikis. But the Hainu, Belashon HaSabrurim, Lefi the Rashbo, even if she doesn't understand, could be she's not Nemo to say that she doesn't understand. This is the Lashon. Lashonis and Mesupokim, we have to know that she understands. And Lefi the Girsa of the Rashi B'Shem Rashi, even with Lashonis Abrurim, we have to have a Raya that we know that she understood. When you see the Rashi inside the Rashi state that Lashonis and Mesupokim, if we don't know, it's not a Sofik Kiddushin. If we don't know, she's not Mekudeshes B'Teras Vada. While the Adim don't know, even if she's not mekudeshes b'teras vada. Sofrei the Gemara b'maya skinen ilei b'shem medaber imo aliske gita v'kiddusheo mino yoda ma'ikra omar le ve'elo medaber imo aliske gita v'kiddusheo af al gav de lo yomar lo nami. Even without these l'shoines, so what the Gemara means to say, so b'meile, even if he said these l'shoines, they can't spoil it. That man in medaber imo isha aliske gita v'kiddusheo v'nosa lo gita v'kiddusheo v'lo pirish Rabbi Yosef Omer Dayoi Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tzorich Leforesh Ve'omar Rav Huna Omer Shmuel Lo Rekei Rabbi Yosi. So what is the Kashi? So Kashi Ve'elo Be'medaber Mali Lo Yehave Lo Shem Kiddushin Afilu Lo Yomar Lo Midi Nami Or Shenosu Lo Kaino Da'abi Kiddushin Ke Rabbi Yosi. Lefi Rabbi Yehuda Take, I understand you have to have a Lashonis, so we need this Lashonis. Aber Lefi Rabbi Yosi Asukim Alein is enough. So if Asukim Alein is enough Lefi Rabbi Yosi, and you're telling me that we have to talk that it's Asukim, because without that she doesn't know. So wasn't mean if these Lashonis are good or not? The Hainu, if it's Meram is enough or not, typically that he gave Bishtike. A Rishtike is also good. So the Gemara, Lo'i lo'am be'medaber imo alisi gida v'kidusha. V'idi yo'ib lo v'shol siko chenabi. Yo'ib lo v'om alo b'ani lishne v'ochiko mi bo'ilon. Hani lishne l'kidushin ko'am alo, o'i dilme l'me'ochel lo ko'am alo v'teiku. Maybe he spoils it. This l'shoynes mashma l'meloche, v'mele he spoils it. So I want to say pshat in the Gemara before we start a beautiful sugya, before we start to be maimed the sugya, just to say over the pshat in the Gemara that we could buy us. The Gemara's kasha was, if it's a sukim, so this l'shoynes cannot shtem. What do you mean? It's a l'shoynes a misupokim. So what is the suffix? If it's mashma enough, or it's not mashma enough, but it can spoil. Zgurosi, the shail if it's enough mashma that he wants to marry her, or it's not enough. But the Gemara understood that it can't spoil. The Gemara is mechadesh, no. The suffix was not only if it's enough or not enough. The suffix is, maybe he means lemeloche, and if he means lemeloche, so he spoiled it. Okay, this is the pshat in the Gemara. I think everyone is learning like this pshat in the Gemara. So what is the suffix of the Gemara? The Gemara says, "Mino yoda be'asukim." Zog the Gemara, if it's be'asukim, so lechure these l'shoynes, even if they're a sofek, but they can't spoil, right? And for the Gemara, you know why they're spoiling? Because efshel lemeloche ke'omar, he means fakel go. So how you know the Gemara? What was the sofek of the Gemara before the Gemara said the dilma lemeloche? How were you shot? What was the suffix in these Lashonis? What was the suffix of the Gemara? If it's a good Lashon or it's not, what? No, minus is the answer of the Gemara that it's not good, Meloche. And I have a minute, we don't think that it's a minus. So what is the suffix of the Gemara? If it's good enough or it's not good enough. Kind of if it's clear enough or it's not clear enough. But now that is a tzad that he means something else. The shaila is, Sgurosi is a kind of lotion of marriage, but not mamish that he's mekadosher. He's planning to start it, it's not clear enough that he wants to marry her. What? Meister, Yuzokuk to me means like an engagement. Yuzokuk, you have to. But we're starting that already. It's a commitment. As if you're tnoim, yeah. It's a skuka azab, and nishkin kiddushin. Oh, it's even more from that. It's even more from that.
Skuka zada.
The Gemara says, no, I would think that it's bad sukim, of a val the sofik is dilma lemeloche, but mele it spoils it. But Kozman, the Gemara didn't have a tzad that it's lemeloche. The Gemara didn't have a tzad, Makiti, though. The Gemara didn't have a tzad that it's lemeloche. So val the Gemara didn't have a tzad that lemeloche. So again, so the Gemara says it's Meiri Be'asukim. Frey the Gemara, Meiri Be'asukim, that's Yaakov. Look at the Gemara right. So the Gemara has a tzad, we're talking about Asukim. We're talking about Asukim by Yisrael. And while we are asukim by Yisrael, Frank the Gemara is to let the asukim by Yisrael to be enough. Let the asukim by Yisrael to be enough. So the Gemara, val is a tzad, that it means lemeloche. So mele, even if it's asukim by Yisrael, I would think that it spoils it. Or the name, he never meant lemeloche, but mele, it doesn't spoil it. So this is the pshat in the Gemara and the sfeikis of the Gemara. Oh, but now we go back. This is the source of the Shmaya of the Gemara. So let me help Tzachon. The Gemara starts like, the Maya Skinner. Ilay me ba'asukim bo'isayinyan. Frag the Gemara, if it's asukim bo'isayinyan. If it's asukim bo'isayinyan. So b'meile, frag the Gemara. So what is the suffix? What is the suffix? Even if this is Lashon, it's a Rashi. Ve'elo b'medaber. Mali iloy have Eloshim Kiddushin. Afilu lo yom alon midinami. Elo nasan lo kaim alon dehavi Kiddushin. So the Gemara's Kashi was, if it's Be'asukim, what is the problem with the Lashon is HaMesupokim? Teipukli that she's Mekudesh as Mitzad De'asukim. Frek develt HaKashi. Kushi Atzumi. Lefir Baruch Be'er. What is the Gemara's Kashi? And this person didn't want to go with Umdene. He was not planning to Mekadesh Be'asukim. He was planning to Mekadesh Be'areat Zgurosi, Areat Salosi, Areat Atzurosi, Areat Herposi. So he was planning to Mekadesh with the Lashonis HaMesukim, HaMesupokim. Zogri Baruch Be'er, when you go with Loshen, we don't go Bosar Umdene. This person is not planning to go with Umdene. This person is planning to Mekadesh Beloshen. Well, this person is not planning to Mekadesh Beumdene. He's planning to Mekadesh Beloshen. It doesn't work with Umdene. Why not, Yitzhak? It's a Kushi Atzuma Mekadesh. This is the Kushi of the Sugya. It's a Raya Brua that like Reboch Ber. What did Reboch Ber said? Asukim bo Yisrael, you said Ariad Mekudesh is without me. Why it doesn't work? What's like Reboch Ber? Yad Likidushin, why it doesn't work beside the Asukim? This person doesn't want to go with Asukim, he wants to go with Loshen. There's two ways to do a Maisa Kiddushin, with the Umdene over the Dibur, while he's Mechavit to do with the Dibur, it doesn't go with the Umdene. That's the Gemeneter for Reboch Ber. So what is the Gemara's Kashe? If it's Asukim, Teipuk Leinosan Beshtike. And in the whole Shir, when we explain for Reboch Ber, when you give Beshtike, so the Umdene works to be Mekadesh. This person was not Mekadesh Beshtike. This person was Mekadesh Be'amire. So now he's Mekadesh Be'amire. Well, now he's Mekadesh Be'amire. So Lechavure, he doesn't want to work with the Umdene. So if the Loshen is 100% good Loshen, it's Gurosi, Tzalosi, she's Mekudeshes. If it's an 80% Loshen, so she's not Mekudeshes.
Why didn't you say a good Loshen?
He thought Gurosi is nice. He told her he's planning to get married in World War. When he came, he wanted to use a new lotion. Masakashi, why didn't say Mekudeshes? Why didn't say the other lotion? Why people give new names today instead of giving Yiddish a name? They want to say something nice. So instead of saying the lotion Mekudeshes, he does. And Madame, she was on the Zgurosi. That's the suffix of the Gemara. That's the suffix of the Gemara. He says, Arei at Zgurosi. It's a suffix. Asukim bo Yisrael, he doesn't say Arei. Shh. Asukim bo Yisrael, he's not saying Arei at. He says, when we get married, we will get married. Now he says, Harei at. When he says Arei Adrebo, Ochber explains that now he's Mekadesh with these words. He's saying Klo. He takes the ring and he says Arei Ad. It's not. He tells her Arei Ad Salosi, Arei Ad Zgurosi. This is the Loshon HaKiddushin. Lefira Borbe, Arayat Mekudeshes without Kli, Aval is given Asukim, but Val now is saying a Loshon She'ein Ritoiv, Zodra Borbe, it can be Chalos Asukim, B'shtike, it works out the free of the Ke'umdene. Here that he was Mechavet and Mekadesh B'dibur, and the Dibur is not a good Dibur, it's not Chal, those are given the Yisrael of Borbe. So frag the Welt of Borbe, if the Yisrael of Borbe is so stark, so why, what the Gemara is asking a Kashe? Before the Gemara knows, the Melocha spoils it. The Gemara is asking, Ibe Asukim, why she's not Mekudeshes and this Lashon is a Mesupokim? I'll tell you why. Well, now, and Rashi says, De Loigora Mishtike, Rebbe Ochber was Miyasetos, that when you do Asukim, you give Mishtike, it works with the Umdene. Mashiach, if you do a Dibu, you want it to be Chal B'Dibu. This is one Kashi. Second Kashi, Fregdav Mimiluim and Rab Kiveika. Alim Chav Zayin Ches, and Rav Kiveige here in the Chidushin, Kushis Atzumes, son brings down his Kasha B'Shem his father. Frank Rav Kiveige, the Gemara is asking a Kasha. If it's Asukim Bo Yisrael, typically mitzad the Asukim. The Teretz, Zog Rav Kiveige, and Avne Miluim. We're talking in a case that he was Mekadesh B'Shtar. And in the Shtar, he writes in the Shtar, Harei Atzalosi. And he's Asukim Bo Yisrael. So as the Asukim, we know that he wants to be Mekadesher with the Asukim. I'm sorry, we know that he wants to be Mekadesher. By Asukim, we know that he wants to be Mekadesher. But, B'shtar, you need a Nusach Kiddushin. And in the Shtar, he written down, Arei Atzalosi, Arei Atzgurosi, so L'chaure B'chai Gavne, she has to be Mekudeshes. Or this will be the Suffolk of the Gemara. As the Asukim, we know what he wants, but she cannot be Mekudeshes as the Asukim, because in the Shtar is a Loshon Arei Atzalosi, Arei Atzgurosi. If it's a good Loshon, the Shtar will be a good Shtar. If it's only 90% Loshon, the Shtar will not be a good Shtar. So we know what he wants, and he writes it in the Shtar Zgurosi. So we know Yodo because the Asukim. Aber the Lashonis have to work mitzad atzmon because they're written in the Shtar. Meile frekt Rav Kiveige and Avne Miluim, what is the Gemara's kasha? Ibe Asukim, she has to be Mekudeshes anyways. Why lo gora mishtike? Aber here in the Shtar is only written down Tzalosi Zgurosi. So now clears the Gemara. Tzalosi is a good Lashon, or Zgurosi is a good Lashon or not? What's frekt the Gemara? But tepukle that she'll be Mekudeshes midin that he was Asukim by Yisrael. But he's not Mekadesh b'kesef. He's Mekadesh b'shtar. And b'shtar shtei Tzalosi Zgurosi. And Tzalosi Zgurosi, if it's a good Lashon, she's Mekudeshes. If it's not, so that's the Suffolk of the Gemara. So why the Gemara has to answer the Suffolk of Mitzad Meloche? Maybe he spoiled the Asukim, was a good Asukim. But he was Mekadesh B'Shtar, as the Asukim, she cannot be Mekudeshes, because he's not Mekadesh B'Kesef. We have a Nusach in the Shtar. The Nusach in the Shtar, Shei Tzalosi Zgurosi. So, Mino Yoda as the Asukim. No, Zikha Shema Miluim Rab Kiveige. Kiveige, bleib Tzorichil. Zog the Avne Miluim, I have a Teretz. Here's the pilpul of the Avne Miluim. Balak Tzoyts. Zog the Avne Miluim, Tzalosi V'Zgurosi is never a good Lashon. It never could work B'Shtar. How Tzalosi and Zgurosi could work? Midin Asukim Bo Yisrael. Midin Umdene. B'meile, the Gemara could never answer that we're talking that he written in the Shtar Tzalosi v'Zgurosi. And the Shtar Tzalosi v'Zgurosi would never help. It only could work B'Kiddush HaKesef. Midin Amire. So Tzalosi Zgurosi is a Umdene. B'shtar that you have to have a Nusach Shtar, Tzalosi V'Zgurosi will not help. This is the Chap of the Avne Miluim. If the Avne Miluim is right, Zot Reb Leib Gurwitz in Rosh Hashiorim, we have a Teretz on Reb Ochber. This person was not planning to be Kaddish B'Dibur. His Dibur was also Umdene. The whole Rebbe Ochber is, if you want to go like this, it doesn't work by Umdene. Avad, you could argue this Rosh Hashiorim. You can argue about the Rosh Hashiorim. The Chab of the Rosh Hashiorim. He says, While this person, it doesn't have a din amire, salosi is not a din amire, it's a din umdene. We can't say he wants this umdene or that umdene, then it goes. When is a din amire and a din umdene? You could say when he wants amire, he's not working with umdene. But when he's working with a different kind of umdene, doesn't make a difference if it's this umdene or that umdene, then we don't say, but he meant the dibu, not the umdene. He meant the umdene. I said, even that it's a different kind of umdene. He meant from these words umdene. It doesn't make a difference. Again, it's a lamdash teretz of Rosh Hashanah. If the Avnei Miluim would be right. Again, the Avnei Miluim is coming with a chab that these l'shoynes are not really l'shoynes that are good in Kiddushim. But maybe you cannot write them in a shtab. But maybe the sugi has to talk that he said them. Teretz of Rav Kivei Eger's kasha. But maybe it's the Rosh Hashanah. What was the kasha of Reb Baruch Ber? That why the Gemara has to say that he means the melocha, even if he doesn't mean lemelocha, and he means v'kiddushin. So we had a kasha of a lemaise. If it's not a good loshen, it can't work mitzad ha'asukim because he meant mit a loshen, not mit a umdene. Lefid of the miluim that these loshenes are not good loshenes because they only be koyach asukim by seinian. If the koyach of these loshenes is midin asukim, you don't have the or of Reb Baruch Ber that he didn't mean beumdene, he meant be loshen. I said, about you could argue, because even if he didn't mean beumdene beloshen, but he meant with this, not with this. Here is a lot of mocking to be mepalpit.
How does the sukkim work on a shtar?
No, it doesn't work on a shtar.
What's it sound?
Fakert. Rav Kivei Eger understood that it's not a sukkim, it's medin loshen, and we know Yoda, how she knows, because they told her a sukkim. The shtar is a good nusach, and we know Yoda, we told her.
I don't need a beer, but I got a shtar.
Again. The Meister Shtar, these Lashoynes are good. Mino Yoda, the Isha has a Gmirus Das. Rashi says, Shetisratze. Mino Yoda, Shetisratze. How we know that she wants? We know that she's Misratze. Zogdev Nimiluim, but my Pshat is not a good Pshat. Why? And I want to be Masbi. For three reasons, this pshat is not a good pshat. For three reasons. One reason, Zokta Avnei Miluim himself, and the Rambam and the Ria Zoken is mefurish, they might meet the sugya b'shtar. They might meet argumor that he written in a shtar, Salosis Gurosi. If the Maimi the Sugi that he written in the shtar, Salosis Gurosi, the Maimi the Sugi that he written in the shtar, Salosis Gurosi. So the whole Teirah of the Miluim that it's not a good Loshen in the shtar, and we have to talk about Alpet to answer Rav Kivei Eger, and we made it to answer Baruch Ber, it's not Emes. Zog the Avnei Miluim. Because in the Rambam state that it's Mishtar, the Riazokin is Maimi Mishtar. We said he has Pilpulim. One hour. Another ore, why we can't say that it's not a good lotion? Because if it's not a good lotion, so I'm asking you a question. If a person is Mekadesh Aisha and he tells it's Areya Tzalosi, Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, that a Sukkim Bo Yisrael doesn't help. Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, that a Sukkim Bo Yisrael doesn't help. So if you will tell a isha arei tzalosi, it will work or not? It's what will be the halacha? A person will tell a isha arei tzalosi. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a sukkim by Yisrael doesn't help. Rabbi Yosi holds that it helps. Now he went and he told a lady arei tzalosi, arei tzgurosi. It helps or it doesn't help? Person went over to Isha, John, he told her, Hareat Salosi, Hareat Zgurosi, Lefida Avne Miluim, that Salosi is not a good lotion, it only could work as Asukim Bo Yisrael. Now, Asukim Bo Yisrael, we have Machlekes, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi holds Asukim Bo Yisrael helps, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it doesn't help. Pashas Machlekes, if it's a din amir brura or not. Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, that Asukim doesn't help. So Tzalosi will help? What? No. The Chuvah Tzalosi will not help.
I was Magdim, and I said,
right. So I was all of that I answered. I said, I'm going to be the Pashas of the Namira. Also, I said, we shall explain. Yeah? So I'm asking you a shayla. L'chu'ure, if we will learn like that in the Miluim, that the Tzalosi is Asukim Bo Yisu'inyen, it will not help L'fi Rabbi Yehuda, right? And the Gemara is Mashma Pung Fakel. That L'fi Rabbi Yehuda, you could answer the Gemara, there was Asukim, but it's not enough, so I need these Lashonos. Aber Halachik Rabbi Yosi, that the Asukim is enough, so why I need these Lashonos? M'dayik Rabbi Kivi Eiger, and the Gemara, that Aliva the Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara said I could answer very posh, Aliva the Rabbi Yehuda. Aliva the Rabbi Yehuda, I could answer the Gemara, that we're talking about, that was Asukim, and then he said these Lashonos, Memele, as the Asukim, she's not Mekudeshes, and I need to come to these Lashonos, and as these Lashonos, she will be Mekudeshes. As these Lashonos, she will be Mekudeshes. Lefida of the Miluim, these Lashonos are also Asukim by Yisrael. So it had to be the Lefira Rabbi Yehuda, she's not Mekudeshes. And the Gemara is Mashma, that she's Mekudeshes. So Be'etzem again, we have three kashas Be'etzem in the sugi. I'm not answering all of them. Rebuchber's kasha of Rebuchber. It's mashma in the Gemara that if a sugi would be enough, it's good, only because of the meloche. If Rebuchber, he's mechaven bedibu, not beumdene. Then we had a teretz lefinav the miluim, that here everything is umdene. Rosh Hashori. The second kasha we had in the sugi, Rab Kveger, that they have the miluim, might be the sugi that you written in the shtar, b'meile, the asukim is not ma'isa kiddushin, this is the shenis of the shtar, if it's a good loshen, the shtar is the shtar, if it's not a good loshen, the shtar is not a shtar, if it's not a good loshen, the shtar is not a shtar, the asukim is mevare, so the miluim said his chap, that it's not a good loshen, it can't help the shtar. Aber ich sage, in Rambam steht nicht das, in Riazokin steht nicht das. Aber another Ore we had, that the Fidah of the Miluim, that these Lashonos are not good Lashonos, so Lechure, and they only could work mitzad Asukim Bo Yisrael, if these Lashonos are not good Lashonos, and they only could work mitzad Asukim Bo Yisrael, so Lechure, Lefi Rab Yehude, and these Lashonos, she will not be Mekudeshes. And the Gemara is mashma. Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, who amai me the sugi be asukim, as Rabbi Kveger says. And the mele, the asukim is not mekadesh, and this lashon is a mekadesh. Mashenke, lefi Rabbi Yosi, frank the Gemara, if it's asukim, she's anyway mekudeshes, so why you need the lashonos? Lefi Rabbi the Miluim, even lefi Rabbi Yehuda, she would never be mekudeshes. No, but she would never be mekudeshes, but there is vadai. Even Suffolk would not be Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, because even on the side that it works, if you have a Miluim, it's only a Sukim. And the Miluim said that the side that it's good is Medina Sukim, it's not a Losh. So Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, she never could be Mekudeshes. And the Gemara states that the Suffolk, a Libet Rabbi Yehuda is, was a Sukim. A Sukim is Gomish. If this Losh is good, she's Mekudeshes, and if not, not. But we're going back to Miyashif, the Kashaf Rebuchber. So, the kasha why the Gemara was not maimed b'shtar, chveis nish ken teretz. Kiveger bleib tzor echirun, samach afram kiveger, as in ishtok ken teretz, why the Gemara was not maimed b'sugi b'shtar. Aber af Rebuchber says that if a person has a das b'dibo, it doesn't work b'humdene. If it doesn't work b'humdene, so lechure, why the Gemara had to say that he's mechaven lemeloch? Was asukim by sin? He says these lashonos. If they work, it's good. If they don't work, it's not good. Does it a suffix? Me know you. That was given asukim. But as asukim alein, she can't be mekudeshes. And this was the way we remind me the whole sugi. So the miyash of this kasha, the Veld brings down another kasha of Rabbi Kivi Eiger on the sugi. Then we have to remember how much kashas we have on the sugi. Rabbi Kveger brings down a beautiful kasha on the sugi. In Rambam steht, when a person is Mekadosh Aisha, she doesn't have to answer nothing, right? She keeps quiet. It's not a zach, everyone says Mekudeshes. But Be'etzem, she doesn't have to answer nothing. The fact that she kept quiet is a raya that she's masking. What? Could be. That's what I'm saying. It's enough to keep quiet. In Rambam state that Be'asukim Bo'isayinian, it only helps. Roshna Rambam is as a Dafko Rotsto. Dafka Rotsto. You have a Rambam here, maybe, Moshe? מדבר עם האישה על עסקי קידושים ורוצתו ועומד בקידש ולא פירש ולא יאמר כלום ורוצתו ברמב"ם לומד עסוקים בו איסאיניאן הלפס לא, עסוקים בו איסאיניאן הלפס you have to have a רוצתו how you have a רוצתו exactly? She has to say yes. When she has to say the yes, I'm not sure if she has to say the yes in the end. Like, you know, we plan to get married Sunday afternoon. The chuppah will be 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock. She says, yeah. And then he gives her a ring. And if she doesn't say yeah, he tells her, you're planning to get married in this hall, in this time. And she stands there. And then he puts a ring. Sigolish. אז זה מדייק רב קיבי איגר עם הרמב״ם פרגימל הלוך יחס הוא מדבר עם אישו על עסקי הקידושים ורוצתו ורוצתו, she said, I'm excited, I'm waiting I want, I'm waiting she doesn't say yes, she could say, I'm waiting I can't wait but it has to be ורוצתו but a little too, she's not talking back you need to have a רוצתו אז זה שתיים רמב"ם, right? Maybe you could say different shot than Rotsdor. Rav Kivi Eiger learns that a sukkim by Yisraelian has to have a Rotsdor. It's a big revach. It's a big revach lemosho. Shtiki is not enough. Has to be a Rotsdor. The Rambam says she needs a Rotsdor, not a shtiki. They make no shtiki, yeah? אז זה שתיים רמב"ם. It's a big revach. Moshe Rabbeinu Ber asked every time Yad Lekidushin Teipuk Lemitzan Asukim. Lefi the Rambam is not a kasha. Rabbeinu Ber asked every Yad Lekidushin Arabi Ve'at Legoa Me'asukim. And Asukim is a tnai that the lady says yes, I'm excited, I'm waiting, I can't wait. She has to say Verotzto. I don't know if Asukim is enough. She has to do a Verotzto. What? After that. Look at Lashon HaRambam. Oh, you're medabri mo isho al iski kudushim verotto ve'omad ve'kidesh ve'loi pirish. Then it's a shtike. First, the asukim needs he's talking to her. She says a yes. I'll read the Lashon Rav Kivei. HaRambam ba'aloch eches kosav davko rotto yi. Is a tnai. Mish, is a tnai. And the asukim ba'isayinian Is it not in the Asukim Boisoinian? You have to have a Rotsdor. Zog Rab Kivi Eiger, when I opened the Rambam in our Sugya, I read the Lashonis HaMesupokim, the Gemara HaRayin Zetzes, that we're talking that was Asukim, and then he said, Charposi, right? The Rambam Shtei, Ha'im Aleisho, Mesupokim, Omar lo הרי את לקוחוסי, הרי זכרופוסי, הרי את עזרוסי, הרי את צלוסי, הרי את סגורוסי, הרי את תפוסוסי, הרי זה מקודשת בסופק. והוא שהיום מדבר אם התחילו על עסקי קידושי. למה מדייק? הדיוק מרב קיבי הגר. אומר לו, אוי כוסב לו, הרי את עזרוסי, נגדוסי, צלוסי, סגורוסי, תחתי, אסורוסי, עזרוסי, תפוסוסי, הרי זה מקודושס בסופק, והוא שהיום מדבר אם התחילו על עסקי קידושי. פרנק רב קיבי הגר, ויידר רמב״ם דוזן עד, ונשרצס. Don't say that he relied on an aloche ches that evi asukim nitz v'nisratzes aloche ches is after aloche zayin. People learn aloche zayin, they don't know aloche ches. Why the Rambam doesn't say tfusosi arusosi v'rush nisratzes? Es medayik Rab Kiva Eiger that is mashma in Rambam that this asukim bo yisainian from our sugya doesn't need the nisratzes. Every asukim bo yisainian needs a nitzratzes, aber all of the lashonis amesupokim, all of the lashonis amesupokim, if you have asukim and then you have the lashonis amesupokim on the side that it's a good lashon she's mekudeshes, even without nitzratzes. Ah, so the first, this is the chiddush. This is the chiddush of Rabbi Kiva Eiger. So Rab Kiva Eiger is mechadish a huge chiddush. Zogt Rab Kiva Eiger that even that Asukim by Seinian, I'm a daik in the Rambam, that is a tnai that the Asukim could work only if she's an Isratzes. If she's not a nitzratzes, a sukim doesn't help. But I'm a dayek that in l'shoynes ha-mesupokim, even without nitzratzes, and the tzad of the l'shoynes ha-mesupokim work, you have a matzav of a sukim, and then you say the l'shoynes ha-mesupokim, and it works. This is a shtickel of Rab Kiva Eiger. La'aloch le'maisa. Fregt Rab Kiva Eiger under the lines, fregt Rab Kiva Eiger, aber azay, what is the Gemara's kasha? Evi asukim, you only mekudeshes if she says yes. Without saying yes, I'm excited, I'm waiting, I can't wait. I don't know what she has to exactly answer, if she has to mamish yes, but she has to show that she wants it. It doesn't work. Aber with these l'shoynes, and the tzad of the l'shoynes are good, it works even without the yes. So what is the Gemara's kasha by us? That she'll be mekudeshes mitzad the asukim, but the asukim needs nisratzes. So the Gemara will answer. We're talking about asukim without nisratzes. And of them, if these l'shoynes are good, she's mekudeshes. And if the l'shoynes are not good, she's not mekudeshes. So what are you asking me? Teipuk lemitzad the asukim, but she never said yes. So mitzad the asukim, she's not mekudeshes. Why is she be mekudeshes? Only mitzad these lashonas. So what is the Gemara's kasha? Frag the Kiva Eiger. What is the Gemara's kasha? Frag the Gemara kasha. If it's asukim, mi lo yoda. If she's not asukim, we don't know. Ela what? She's asukim. Ela what? That she's asukim. Teipuk lemitzad the asukim. Why I need to come to these lashonas? That's the Gemara's kasha. I'll tell you why. Mitzad the asukim, she didn't answer yes. Mitzad the asukim, she didn't answer yes. So why she could be mekudeshes? Only because she used these lashoynes. And the Rambam paskens like that. That in these lashoynes, and the tzad that she's mekudeshes, it's even without she's saying yes. So what is the Gemara's kasha? Azay freit Rab Kiva Eiger. Again, the Gemara is asking a kasha that teipuk limitzad asukim. The answer is, well, asukim is not good here. You need these lashaynas. If they're good, she's mekudeshes, and if they're not good, she's not mekudeshes. I mean, this is the sugya. If they're they're good, she's mikudeshes. If they're not good, she's not mikudeshes. What are you asking me? Even if they're not good, she'll be mikudesh mitzad ha'asukim. I'm answering you. Mitzad ha'asukim, she's not mikudeshes. But she didn't answer yes. Zogt Rav Kiva Eiger, you see it in size, toch hafle bofele. Zogt Rav Kiva Eiger, a goynes, zogt Rav Kiva Eiger. He says like this. Asukim needs a yes. Here is no yes. She didn't say yes. Zog the Gemara, and she said these Lashonis are Mesupokim. Before the Maskona that the Sofik means Melocha or not, what was the Sofik? If it's good enough or not good enough. If it's 100% or it's 80. Zog the Gemara, we're talking that it's Asukim. Because we know Yoda. If it's Asukim, frag the Gemara, the Asukim will make that these Lashonis are clear that he meant Lashem Kiddushin. The Gemara meant that this Asukim, before the Gemara knew that it's other tzad, that these Lashonis are not good, is because he means Lemeloche. The Gemara meant that the Asukim will make this Lashon to be a clear Lashon. Moshal, what the Rosh said, the Asukim makes like no zero even lefonov. When someone tells someone, listen, we want to get married, we plan to get married, Hare Atz Gurosi. Means, it's done. You're right, we're mesupik if it's a good Lashon or not. You want to get married, when we get married, you know, we plan, yes, Hare Atz Gurosi. He made it. So the male of the Gemara meant that the Asukim will uptaich these Lashonis that you'll be mekudeshes. B'toyras Vadai. Even that the Lashon Numi is 80%, but the Asukim explains the Lashon, like the Rosh said. Not outwardly, but if it's Asukim, Zog the Rosh, Loigora Minoziroi Volefonov. So this was the Gemara's Kashe. So what was the Gemara's Kashe? If it's Asukim, even without a yes, what it will do? What the Asukim will do? That the Lashonis and Mesupokim will become good Lashonis. Right? The Lashonis and Mesupokim will become good Lashonis. So with what is Mekadosh now? With the Asukim or with the Lashonis and Mesupokim? What? With what is Mekadosh? With the Asukim or with the Lashonis? What? With the Lashonis. We don't have a cash on Rebbe Ochber anymore. He's mekadosh with the Lashonis. The Gemara never meant to mekadosh with the Asukim. It's Asukim. In fact, how the Rambam knew that? Because if he is a good Asukim, Hatake, the Lashonis are not working. The answer is, this Asukim cannot work. It was no yes. The Asukim is mefarish the Lashonis. So frag the Gemara, if it's mefarish the Lashonis, so now the Lashonis are good. So she has to be Kudesh with Teras Vadai. And for the Gemara, Val is a tzad in these Lashonis that he means Lemeloche. So if he doesn't mean Lemeloche, Taket could work. But on the tzad that he means Lemeloche, it spoils it. It doesn't help that it was Asukim. Because maybe he meant Lemeloche. This is the tzus of the Shmaise of Rav Kiva Eiger. So again, when you see the Rav Kiva Eiger, first he's mechadish as aloche. That if the Rambam is a tnai in Asukim that nitzratzes, everyone could explain the nitzratzes with the will. Frag Rav Kiva Eiger is a diuk in Rambam that in Lashonis and Mesupokim in the Sugya were without nitzratzes. The answer is, the Gemara never meant take that he be mekudesh on the Asukim. The Gemara meant that this Asukim take only explains the Lashon. And now he's mekadish with the Lashon. And when the Lashon, you don't have to say yes. What is the Gemara's kasha? Typically, mitzad asukim. The answer is that asukim will explain the lashon. No, the Gemara meant that the hava amine, when the Gemara didn't know the tzad of meloche that explains it b'teras vada. Even that the lashonis are only 80, or like a yad she'ein merchiach, but with the asukim, ein lecho yad merchiach gadol mizeh. Mamash lashon arosh. And the man she'u mikudesh is b'teras vada.
Why is it more than we listen?
Very good. This is a good question. The Mele, does it the Cheshmer of the Gemara? So lemaisa lefi the Abba and the Gemara lefi Rabbi Kivay, she's not mekudesh in the Asukim. She's mekudesh in what? And the Dibur. Why she's mekudesh in the Dibur and she's not mekudesh in the Asukim? Maybe we don't have a kasha for Rabbi Ochber. This is the first chaylik. Daniel is asking a starke kasha. This is Mamash Rabbi Kivayiger. Just you have to boil oys to cook and arayim Rabbi Kivayiger. Aber azei, se lechure, even lefi Rabbi, the Gemara says that the kasha is lefi Rabbi Yosi. Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, we don't have a kasha. The kasha is only a libe de Rabbi Yosi.
Why?
Lefi Rabbi Yosi, the sukim is good, teipuk le mitzad asukim. Mashayim lefi Rabbi Yehuda, the sukim is not good, the Gemara doesn't have a kasha. Why? Because the asukim is not good, you have to come to the losh. If we learn in pshat that this asukim lekule alma is not good, and it's mefarish the losh, and this is the reason the kasha is that lefi Rabbi Yosi it's good, lefi Rabbi Yehuda is also the zelbezech kasha. This asukim will mefarish the losh, and should be mekudeshes b'tei razvada. Should be mekudeshes b'tei razvada. But the mevinim it's not a kasha. Because the pshat lefi Rabbi Yosi that you don't have to have a loshen borur in kiddushin. If you're a beauty that you have to have a loshen borur in kiddushin, even if the asukim is mevar the loshen, it's not a loshen gomor in kiddushin. This is one chelik. Now is the second chelik of the sugya. The Rashbo and the Ran, they come and they say the Gemara could have answered a different teretz. Mino Yoda. You know what is the answer? We ask her later and she says, and it's enough. Azei zog the Rashba and the Rad. Mino Yoda? How she knows? We ask her. You ask the Akasha Mino Yoda? We ask her. The Gemara could have answered. You ask the Akasha Mino Yoda? Zog the Rashba and the Rad, we have a Poshta Teretz. Mino Yoda? Ask her. Ask her. And if she says, then it's okay, it's okay. Now, in this Rashba and Ran, it's two chaloki. First is a chidush godu that you can ask her later. You have to have Eidim Lekiyume. We don't know what she wants. A chidush of the Rashba and the Ran, we don't have to know. It's one chidush that we have to understand. But the Iker Kasha is, the Eger is Maramis. So it's such a good test. Why the Gemara didn't say it? I want to explain, to know how to ask a question. What about the Gemara? The Gemara said something. So what the Gemara said? No, these l'shoynes min l'meloche. How the Gemara knows that? Maybe the Rashman and the Ran's Teretz are much better Teretz. These l'shoynes don't mean l'meloche. And if it's asukim, it's good. Again, remind me the kasha. I mean, the Gemara understood in the beginning that these l'shoynes are 80%. And if it's asukim, it's good. Right? So like the Gemara, so what is the suffix? Tepulim mitzad asukim. The more these lashonis are bad, they spoil it. Zog deran, the Gemara could have answered, they're not bad, they're good. And we're not talking about asukim. Mino Yoda, we will answer. No, so maybe Taki this will be the answer. Maybe Taki will answer like the Rashbo and the Ran. So again, they want to. But we have to, before we start the sugya vayta, to see good the Rashbo and the Ran, and to know why the Gemara didn't answer. Bet Nochamol, as if it chilas advarim, that ain mezarzim elo le mezurazim. Again, the oilam that kushtel tzu, imanu. The other ones, Baruch Hashem, is a lot of other shiurim and yeshiva. They could join the other shiurim.